This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I turn things up, things work. Good evening, and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is one of these. There's not enough ways for me to give you all the superlatives about Boyd's Gun Stock. Suffice to say, this is everything you've ever thought it should be. When it comes to ergonomics, when they thought of the word ergonomic, this is what you were looking for. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, we now know that it's Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee. I tend to come down on the idea that he is probably very Second Amendment friendly. We will see. He certainly agrees with the Heller decision. The other thing that we may get out of this is we may also see more gun-related cases taken up, which is bad. That'll be really bad for a lot of states. That'll be bad for... It'll be bad for a lot of states. It'll be bad for New York. That'll be another thing for Cuomo to be against. So it'll be bad for New Jersey. It'll be bad for Maryland. It'll be bad for Illinois. It'll be bad for California. It'll be bad for Oregon. It'll be bad for lots of people if they take on more gun cases. So we'll see where that goes. Now, in the meantime, the Democrats, the politicians, not all the people who vote for them, okay? But the Democrats hate democracy. They don't believe that power is from the people. Rather, the Democrats in office believe that the elites, which in the minds of the Democrats is made up solely of Democrats, should rule the rest of us. You can see this in them still continuing to refuse to accept the results of the 2016 election. You can see it in their enthusiasm for administrative state, where unelected, unaccountable, unfireable bureaucrats can create thousands of pages of rules and regulations, which the average person has to follow. And you can see it most clearly in the panic that the Democrats are experiencing over the idea that Trump will be nominating someone to the Supreme Court who will decide cases based on what the law says rather than what they think the law should say. Coming from the New York Times, this call to arms may sound overly dramatic. It's not. As hyper-partisanship, gridlock, and a general abdication of responsibility have rendered Congress increasingly dysfunctional, the judiciary has taken an ever greater hand in policy areas ranging from immigration to guns to ballot access to worker rights. There's a clear, indisputable example of the elite Democrat establishment, of which the New York Times carries the biggest card, their card-carrying member, saying the Supreme Court should be making policy rather than simply deciding what laws passed by Congress or the Constitution say. Essentially, the Democrats who run the New York Times are saying that because Congress won't do what they want it to do, that's what they mean by gridlock. A group of five rich white lawyers on the Supreme Court should take over the job of running the country. And this is nothing less than a call for a revolution and a demand that America become a banana republic ruled not by people, but by about five rich lawyers. this openness for their beliefs. This is new for them. They've been espousing their desire to turn America into an authoritarian state for decades. Not a single significant Democrat initiative has been passed by Congress. For example, legalizing pornography, coddling criminals, declaring abortion to be a fundamental right, redefining libel slander, and redefining marriage have been the result of the Supreme Court defining policy, not interpreting the Constitution and the law. In most cases, the court went directly against the express will of the people and imposed laws on Americans who were only supported by the tiny elite who run the Democratic Party. Their declaration that there was an unassailable right to kill one's unborn child went directly against what the people of America had stated. Even in the most liberal of states, abortion was only legal for what would now be considered the hard cases. There was clearly no mandate for abortion for any reason at any time during pregnancy, yet the court imposed unrestricted abortion on the people. 55 million Americans have voted against redefining marriage. Even the uber-leftist California resoundingly passed Prop 8, which declared that marriage was between a man and a woman, but the Supreme Court decided that the people didn't know what was best for them and imposed what the Democrats wanted on the people. Now you're saying, what about Obamacare? While Obamacare was passed by Congress, it was passed because it contained no new taxes. Democrats, led by Obama, told everyone who would listen that Obamacare contained no new taxes. It's unlikely that even the Democrats controlling everything, they could have gotten sufficient votes if they had said that they were voting for a massive tax increase. So when Obamacare went to the Supreme Court, it should have been rejected because in their ruling saying that the act was constitutional, they asserted, the justices did, that Congress imposing fees on people who didn't do what Congress wanted them to do is unconstitutional. But instead of following the law, or what the law said and what all of its supporters said when it was being debated, the court decided to effectively rewrite the law, take a bigger role in defining policy, to use the New York Times terminology, and change fees to taxes. Precisely because it was clear that the American people did not support Obamacare, the Supreme Court decided to ignore the Constitution's definition of who has the power to make laws, which, by the way, that's the Congress, and to create a law via judicial fiat, which is something they just discovered and said, I like it. I like it a lot. Democrats knew what was best for America, and while the people didn't agree with the Democrats, five Supreme Court justices did, and that's all the Democrats cared about, because Democrats have used the court to impose their will on the people. They know that the court returns to its constitutional role as an interpreter, impartial interpreter of the Constitution. The entire Democrat edifice, ranging from Obamacare to redefining marriage, is at risk of tumbling down. Now, of course, the Democrats never really had a choice. Their policies are toxic and rejected by most people so that they could never have been passed through the democratic process. But their winning run is about to end, and they're furious because they know that they're better, more caring, and smarter than me, you, and everybody else. In their minds, denying them tyrannical power is an affront to nature, and they've long since given up on the idea that there's a God who gives us any sort of unalienable right. And that's why they accept violence and incivility against people who simply stand for the Constitution, because Democrats can't convince Americans that they have to coerce them. When you talk to your friends about Trump's nominee, remind them that the judge's philosophy is their role will be to decide to the best of their ability what the Constitution says and what the people who wrote it meant it to say, that they view their role as being an impartial referee, not a tyrant who imposes their own personal views on the people. Remind them that if Roe v. Wade is repealed, it means that each state will be able to define when abortion is legal, not that all abortions everywhere will be illegal. Ask them if they want the rules that we Americans live by to be defined by the people through our elected representatives or by a few one percenters on the Supreme Court. New York Times is correct in saying the Supreme Court is the issue, but they refuse to admit that this will be the case only so long as the majority believe in legislating from the bench. And once Trump's new nominee is on the court, it will cease being the issue in all of our elections, because they're going to stop legislating and return to interpreting. And that's what we want. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Chief Underwear. Chief is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Chief Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Chief Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Chiefunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's Gun Stocks. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Huh. Now then. Getting involved, this is the thing about being a concealed carrier. If you get involved in other people's business, that's never going to end well. Last Friday, officers with the Portland, Oregon State University Police confronted a man on campus who had a gun in his hand. The man appeared to represent a threat. Officers shot the suspect. The suspect was, they shot him and killed him. No other injuries. Details like the number of shots fired, distance, verbal challenges have not been reported. The suspect apparently had a valid state-issued CCW permit. Witnesses said he was in the process of trying to break up a fight in which he was not otherwise involved. They also say his holstered pistol, apparently legally carried, somehow fell out of its belt holster, assuming it was actually carried in a holster, as he tried to pull one combatant off of another. When the suspect attempted to retrieve his pistol, officers arrived and saw a gun in his hand. And here we have the problem that we have to face. Because the arriving officer didn't know any details aside from the fact that they were confronting a man with a gun in his hand. The suspect, or decedent, turned out to be a postal worker with no criminal record. It is likely that he had no criminal intent at the time of placing question, but of course we're never going to know. Predictably, many on campus have since called for the campus PD to be disarmed, and the controversy and the investigation are ongoing. Predictably, the critics of the police are censoring their actions, citing facts and circumstances not known to police at the scene. Among the ignorant, this is a typical response for them. Sometimes, armed police officers have no choice but to employ deadly force, making their decision in dangerous, chaotic, and rapidly evolving circumstances. They are armed for a reason, and they do the best they can, but they don't have x-ray vision, and they are not able to read minds. So, with the foregoing in mind, here are some important lessons for the rest of us, particularly those of us who have a valid CCW permit and routinely go armed. First and foremost, we have to do our best to avoid places and times where the foregoing is even a probability. Number two, we have to be extremely disinclined to precipitously insert ourselves into any potentially violent circumstance in which we are not otherwise involved. What should this guy have done? Well, he could have pulled back and called the police. That's why you pay a police department. And police are equipped and trained and organized to effectively deal with this kind of things. That also applies to ununiformed and off-duty law enforcement, that you usually don't know enough to go blundering in there by yourself. For me and you, who are not LEO, we are also not Superman. We're not Batman. There is a big difference between a fist fight and, I don't know, somebody shooting at a school bus. There's a big difference between a fist fight and somebody running towards an orphanage with Molotov cocktails in both hands. There's a big difference between a fist fight and somebody trying to saw some lady's head off in a place of business. We, as concealed carriers, have to understand those things. We carry a gun to have an effective means immediately at hand to protect our life from precipitous, deadly, and otherwise unavoidable threats. Don't be anxious to manufacture a situation where you have to use it. Stepping forward on your own initiative in an effort to break up fights or settle arguments is very unlikely to bring forth a happy ending in any event. And once your gun is exposed and involved, nothing good is going to come of that. So, those who have good intent or evil intent don't normally wear labels identifying them as such. So arriving police can't look at you and instantly tell that you're one of the good guys. When you have a gun in your hand, no matter which direction it is pointed, you are just a man with a gun. John Farnham was being cross-examined one time, and he was asked if a particular person looked like a bad guy, and he replied, "I'm not at all sure I know what bad guys look like, counselor, do you?" For the instructor that you might go to, like James Yeager or any of these others, John Farnham, any of these others, when you're being instructed on these matters, certain things cannot specifically address every conceivable situation that you might ever find yourself in. The best we can do is provide you, or you can be provided with some sound guidance. Your instructor's his job is not to tell you what to do. It's to make sure you know and understand what's probably going to happen when you do what you do. Now, I believe it takes a very evil person to do very evil things. And I don't think good people ever do evil things. But sometimes good people can do some stupid things, and consequences can be just as bad for them. So those who go armed need to be genuinely good people, but we also need to be very smart as well. We are not referees. We are not superheroes. We should not seek trouble. If there's trouble in our general proximity, we should be withdrawing from it if we're not actively involved in it. And because of a misconception on the part of a good man, a man with no criminal history and probably no criminal intent, he is dead now because he did not exercise his best judgment. Which for all of us who carry, I've been to classes and I've been to the qualification for the CCW. Everybody's told that this is for you and yours. So unless the zombies come, we got to keep everything close. We don't need this to happen again if we can help. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
All the soccer players and coach that were trapped in a Thailand cave were rescued earlier today by Navy SEALs. Dr. Mark Siegel lays out some of the challenges ahead for the boys.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation. All that can be treated with cognitive behavioral therapy and possibly medication, but therapy is key here, and the earlier the better.
The confirmation battle ahead for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is already beginning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor earlier today.
A number of our Democratic colleagues could not even wait until the president's announcement last night before launching attack on his nominee. This was, in some cases, quite literally a fill-in-the-blank opposition. They wrote statements of opposition only to fill in the name later. Sadly, this is not a new approach for the far-left special interest groups.
France advanced to the World Cup finals by beating Belgium 1-0. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's is on, you know, R&D is something that pays for itself over time. And that's not something you can bypass and arrive at these at this level of proficiency. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I don't know about you, but I don't have a whole lot of time for meaningless phrases and terms and that spew endlessly from the mouths of the shallow, self-centered media talking heads. Recently, we've seen and heard yet another typically glib headline in the wake of a high-profile violent incident. Security to be beefed up at blank. Beefed up. What does that mean exactly? We're supposed to naively believe that real, substantive physical security enhancements have been made in this institution or that in an effort to protect the disarmed from the VCAs, the violent criminal actors, who are armed. Yet in most cases, quote, beefed up security, end quote, loosely translates to, number one, additional overtime hours for unarmed security. Number two, more cameras that no one watches. Number three, more gun-free zone signs that are universally ignored, particularly by the VCAs. And that's about it. The term, quote, beefing up security, end quote, has been added to the trendy lexicon of meaningless, nondescriptive, verbiage that's out there, like holistic approach going forward. At the end of the day, reach out and ad nauseum. It is a shallow, phony filler phrase, a feel-good expression, devoid of any substantive meaning, designed for blind consumption by the naive and the self-indulgent. What is remarkable and simultaneously tragic is that nationwide beefing up security initiatives never include allowing innocent citizens, who are the ones most threatened by an armed VCA, the right to defend themselves in any way that at least has some chance of success. American citizens facing a real threat of sudden lethal attack where they work or at public gatherings in their homes as they travel are routinely precluded from assuming any responsibility for their own self-defense. Instead, we're assured that security has been beefed up. This represents an amoral lie and an outrage of immense proportions. And once again, the only way that the word security will ever have any real meaning is when it's personal. And remember this, all utopias are dystopias. The term dystopia was coined by fools who believed a utopia can be functional. When I beef up my security, I go from a 15-round gun to a 17-round gun. That's how I beef up my security. Now, coming out of Maryland, here's a quote from a high-level friend in government. Every law, rule, regulation, guideline, and directive from government is backed by a conspicuous threat of physical punishment. None are voluntarily done. No exceptions. That's the way all governments work. Every rule, every regulation has behind it pain, in other words. So the leftist politicians and commentators are currently inflamed, angry at the perpetrator of the newspaper office shooting in Maryland. Now, they're not angry with him for murdering five people. What makes them crazy is he didn't use an AR. They're never going to forgive him for using a common sporting pump-action shotgun, a gun that they've never suggested banning. Until now. Until now, the left insisted that incidents like the Maryland shooting were impossible without an AR or an AK or something else with an A in front of it. Till now, the left piously assured us they wanted to ban only certain guns. I heard that today. Only certain guns. Guns that must be particularly effective because, coincidentally, they're the ones carried and used by their own bodyguards who will not be affected by proposed anti-gun legislation. I heard that today. Certain guns. Now, the list of guns to be banned, of course, from ownership by us peons grows by the day, but pump-action shotguns were never slated for prohibition until now. With the Maryland shooting, many on the left have now finally prepared to tell us the real truth. They want to ban all guns, and they always have. I had this conversation today where I was told by somebody who self-identified as a Democrat that nobody wanted to take all the guns. And then I also heard the same thing about nobody should be able to go into a gun show and just walk out with a gun. Even when I pointed out, well, they go through the background check that got signed into law under the Clinton administration. Even when I pointed that out, well, that doesn't matter. Now, this person that I was speaking to, I believe he really believes what he was telling me. The only problem is that what he was really telling me is what I hear regurgitated all the time. The certain guns. Who needs this and who needs that? Well, see, and that's where we get into the realm of disagreeing. Now, he and I were able to disagree and have a very civil discussion, which was shocking. But at the same time, by the same token, I I'm never going to back down. I'm not going to change his mind. But I am going to tell him what I think if it comes up again, like I told him today. The sheer fact of the matter is the only way for them to actually get rid of all these things would be to try to go to war with us. Which would be, what's the best way to say this? That would be pure folly to go to war with us. Now we got, right now we got Maxine Waters joining with a number of leftist university presidents and a few other leftist professors openly promoting physical violence against the non-left. And she has no compunction about herself using guns, the one she wants to be banned for self-defense, with statements like, if you shoot me, you better shoot straight, with the clear implication that she intends to shoot back at violent criminals, apparently with guns that she can have, but you can't. She, like other corrupt politicians, seek public office mostly because of special privileges that attach, because unreasonable and unconstitutional laws inflicted upon the rest of us don't apply to her, and because people shove microphones in her face now and then. Here's another quote for you. No one who aspires to public office should ever be allowed to occupy it. What we need are philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, who accepted the role of emperor not from a desire for power nor privilege, but from a reluctant realization that there was, one, no one else even remotely qualified, and two, who wanted the job less than he did. I have to admit, I kind of like that. Anybody that is looking for power should never be granted power. So, just something for you, you know, just something for you to chew on, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The shapes, the geometry, everything has been arrived upon through trial and error, through research development, through real people trying these weapons once they're fitted with the gun stock. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Two glimpses of activists provide strong evidence that the left has been driven insane by the emerging triumph of populist common sense. Trump's election couldn't just have happened, according to their view, but it did, and the efforts to undo it via a special counsel have produced nothing. And meanwhile, Trump's common sense policies have ignited a boom, and his popularity is rising. In Europe, nationalism is resurgent despite the best efforts of the globalists to subsume the continent into an imaginary diversity society that welcomes millions of Muslims who want not to assimilate, but rather to conquer it. Even the efforts to harness the sex drive to leftism are backfiring. Comintern, the Soviet organ tasked with spreading communism worldwide, hitched itself to free love abroad as a way of attracting converts by offering them sex. It seemed to work fairly well in my generation, finding expression in a famous anti-war posters, a poster saying, "Girls say yes to boys who say no to the Vietnam era draft." After the fall of the Soviet Union, homosexual drives and ultimately a panoply of barrier and even gender-smashing freedoms were championed by the left as revolutionary, capable of smashing the existing order. Every and any sexual impulse now has its own champion group, even pedophilia. The problem when you release restraint is that the darker impulses can come to the forefront. Despite the professed idealism of the utopias they offer, there's always a dark motive at the heart of efforts to change human nature. a desire to elevate the purported idea of, over the possible is a mark of narcissism, the belief that laws of human nature and reality don't matter because of the virtue of the cause and of the person champion being the champion of the cause. A couple of days ago, Tyler O'Neill of PJ Media chronicled and explained an intersectional conflict between lesbian feminists and transgender activists at the London Pride Parade. Now, the entire strategy of the left today involves uniting grievance groups around their common opposition to the established order. But once all the impulses are embraced, it turns out they are incompatible on certain points. Now, go find that article because it's fascinating and detailed, but the nub of the matter is transgenderism encourages some lesbians to identify as male. And soon as they transition, assuming these ex-women still look like women, they're suddenly straight. And there's more. There's so much more. And seen from a distance, from the distance of a heterosexual cis male, is pretty amusing. By the way, if you've ever sat back and wondered where this word cisgender came from, this means that if you are a guy, you act and behave like a guy. If you are a female, you act and behave like a female. That makes us cisgendered. And which, you know, the fact that there's other possibilities out there for people is a little interesting to me. From the standpoint of the participants, it is in deadly earnest what's going on. Their very identities are at stake, and this conflict will not go away. Intersectional strife is going to bedevil the left more and more. Now, another example of the id unleashed just yesterday is actually repulsive. Michelle Wolf, the comedian chosen by the White House Correspondents Association to headline their latest dinner, where the goal was to pillory the sitting president of the United States, has produced the most bizarrely repulsive television segment in the history of her Netflix show. Maybe Miss Wolf has never seen what, you know, happens with an abortion. That would be a charitable assumption, but the sheer inhumanity and repulsiveness of her celebration boggles my mind. It is infantile. It's a narcissism that resembles a toddler discovering the word poo-poo provokes a reaction from adults, and then they endlessly repeat it for the attention that they got from doing it in the first place. None of this is going to attract an electoral majority or persuade people. Drew Blesky adds, there are a few possible explanations for Wolf's salute to baby slaughter. One is that she's a useful idiot pushing the abortion narrative for Sorosian behind-the-scenes villains who love abortion for its eugenic utility. Can't have the unfit reproducing, as the saying goes. Thomas's toddler surmise gels with this option. Wolf enjoys the attention while the eugenicists move the Overton window leftward. Everybody wins, except for those children. Option number two, the most tragic one, is that Wolf has had a few of these herself or is close to others who have. And after 50 years of institutionalized, who hasn't? So she needs to double and triple down on the okayness of the procedure. Otherwise, she'd have to come to terms with some terrible decisions and her ego would then collapse. It's worth remembering that a salute to chemotherapy or a salute to triple bypass surgery wouldn't cause a stir. Nor is this supposed to be a salute to late-term abortion, yet it's still got people agitated. Either it's okay, in which case let's salute it all day long, or it's an unspeakable evil, in which case it doesn't matter whether the slaughter occurs shortly before birth, shortly after it's conceived, it doesn't matter. There's no middle ground at that point if it's okay. The pathetic silver lining in her stunt and in the general leftist insanity that Thomas highlights here is that it clears up the smoke obscuring two discrete choices. In this case, between reality and insanity, between human dignity and gruesome child sacrifice. Fewer fence sitters is a really good thing. I have observed something the other day. I was asking my wife about something, and she was telling me about this brand of sandal that is apparently the rage. I think it's called the name brand is Jack Rogers. And apparently everybody out there wears these things, right? So I was asking if she liked them. She said, no, they have no support. They don't fit right. They're this, they're that. And then I got to wondering, why are they so popular then? And I got to looking around. And yes, a lot of women are wearing these. And then if you look around at purses or hats, sunglasses, there's a lot of things out there that indicate a lot of people buy things because somebody has told them it's okay. It's the trendy thing to do. And I think that's where the fence sitter is born, where the trendiness begins, where it's okay to be this and it's okay to be that, and you don't really have to step outside of the box and everything. Does that make most of us followers if we're doing that? I mean, I know I'm not, because I carry a gun. I know I am the epitome of the non-follower, if there ever has been one. But getting out there and looking at the insanity that they're pushing on every issue. They want to have open borders. Americans don't get as many rights as illegal aliens. They're not undocumented migrants. They're illegal aliens. Just them being here is breaking the law. The way they got here broke the law. Continuing to stay here breaks the law. All of these things that they're going crazy about is not going to attract anybody. In the show business circles, everybody would be like, yep, that showed them. All this other stuff, that's fine. Have at it. Have at it. We got hour number two coming up, and we're going to start something new. We're going to start with Robert Patton, the creative mind that came up with Chief Underwear. We're going to talk about the world at large as he sees it. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.